Welcome to Good Moms Love Flowers. I'm Mila.
And I'm Erica.
Join us for a special segment where we roll up,
get high,
and deep dive into random things we find on the internet and high thoughts.
So sit back, roll that blunt, and let's get high.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices.
I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila. And it's...
it's our favorite time of the year.
It's the time where we're on hiatus, but this is a bonus, bitch.
This is a bonus episode because we could not celebrate 420 with our tribe.
It seems just not right.
I mean, we have our tribe on Patreon, which is solid, legit. It's popping off over there. And we want you to come over there. It's time for you to make the investment, $10 a month, and just come hang out with us during the off season because we're putting out a lot of content, a lot of episodes, there's a lot of shit talking going over there. There's some weirdos over there, but there's also some great people over there. And
there's just a couple sprinkle of weirdos. This is sprinkle of weirdos because of recent things, but mostly it's a kosher environment.
But we couldn't miss 420. We are 420 mamas. And we know we have some 420 moms in the community. If you're watching this on YouTube, this is your invitation to roll up right now. Get the weed out and roll up with us on this episode.
Or grab your bong or your pipe or whatever you're doing over there. Go grab it and come in. Come hither.
And, you know, it wouldn't be a 420 episode if we didn't have a 420 guest. And so today, I'm really excited because this is a long time in the making. We've known this amazing woman for a minute. And she's a 420 mama, like for real.
She's the 420 mama.
So I would love to welcome to the pod, Tammy, the cannabis cutie.
Hey. So glad to finally be here.
So glad to have you.
Yeah.
It feels like you've been here before, but you haven't.
Right.
We've spent time in this building.
Yeah,
many times.
For sure. Yeah.
Oh, right. Because didn't we do, we came on as a guest.
You came on my show.
Yeah. For 106 and Spark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Years ago.
And just us in the back with Problem just ideating and smoking lots of weed back there.
The printing pictures, taping them to the wall.
Yes. Mm.
This was our office before. It was really our office.
I know. We manifested it for real. We're like, Problem, how do you get us in the building? And boom.
Problem gets us in all the buildings. He's the best big brother there is.
I know. He's next door. Love you, Problem.
Love you.
So today we have an array of smoking items. So for me as a smoker, my intro into smoking was this right here. I'll show you.
The early 2000s.
This is the early days of smoking for me. This is where we started.
The OG pipe.
This isn't the exact pipe I smoked. Actually, you know what? The first thing I ever smoked out of was an apple.
I was going to say it probably was an apple.
Or a water bottle.
It was an apple because I was 12.
Right.
I was 12 and we didn't have access to pipes at that time. So
or you squished down the middle of the
pipe?
No.
Oh, the can?
Oh, yeah, the can.
That is so toxic that we were smoking out of aluminum cans.
And you just poke holes? You just poke holes and then just put the weed right on top.
Oh, my God. You have a can here. Do we need to run it back?
Well, we'll first have to down this. And this is also THC.
Ew.
It's 4-MG Delta 9 THC hemp-infused beverage. Oh. It tastes like Sprite, though.
Okay.
What's it called? Plift?
Lift. I think it's pronounced Lift.
Oh,
the P is silent?
We have one in our refrigerator. So. Okay. They sent us these. They sent us each a case. So I've been slowly going through these. Should we try it down? We're going to be so high after this.
I know. We can. I definitely want to taste it for sure.
Okay, well.
Sorry. And if you guys haven't checked us out on YouTube yet, we have some ASMR videos up there right now that are really important. I really need you to go back and look at the ASMR videos because I feel like we're taking over the space.
And also, I don't know.
I don't know about these other ASMR people, but they've never done it like us.
It's over for you bitches. Two episodes down. You know what I realized? We're funnier whispering.
I think so.
I don't know what happens when we whisper. Suddenly we get so funny. I realized, I was like, something about us whispering really hits, it really makes us, the comedy go up.
The Good Moms Eat Soul Food one, I was cracking the fuck up the whole time I was watching it to find a clip.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, we are funnier when we talk about eating ass and salad quietly, quietly.
You sent me the notes and I was like, this is absolutely ridiculous. What kind of salad are you eating? Ass?
Oh, toss salad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Told you we're funnier.
Yeah. Well, anyway, back to my first smoking modality. It was an apple. But then we graduated. Some friend along the way must have gathered stole a pipe from their parents, maybe like, or from the store, because we were thieves then also. We were learning how to thieve. But yeah, I smoked. This was my first smoking mechanism. And then if you're from the Valley, where are you from?
I'm from everywhere. Oklahoma, California, Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Valley people, Valley girls know.
This
was the next iteration.
This is when you got like 16.
Yeah.
And like your white friends were allowed to have it in their room.
Yeah, we were in their room or in the car. I was doing a lot of bong hits in the car, which is crazy. We're spilling bong water
everywhere.
I don't
remember about doing them in the car. That was a little different level of white than I was at.
Oh, yeah. I was doing bong rips in the car. And then I will never forget, there was this guy. Oh, my God, Mike. From high school, his parents owned the apartment building, and so they gave Mike his own apartment.
Oh my God.
What? And as a teenager, he had his own apartment in the apartment building.
And his parents also lived in the building?
The parents also lived in the building, but like not close, like on the other side of the building. So we would all.
How did Mike fucking convince his parents of that shit? Mom, I need my own apartment!
That's crazy.
Yeah, I would say white people shit, but he was not white.
He was black?
Middle Eastern of some sort?
Same. They get the same white privileges as the white parents.
I don't know. That's a little tricky in this scope of the world. I wouldn't say it's same.
I would say my Middle Eastern friends walked all over their parents.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying the struggles of the Middle East. Anyway, okay. We're not going there.
I'm just talking about the Valley, parental advisory. That's all I'm talking about.
You know I'm deep. Free Palestine. Anyway, Mike had his own apartment. And he took it up a whole notch because we were all ditching school and going to Mike's during the day and sometimes on the weekends at night.
Knowing his parents were there.
They were there, but they were not there. He had some sort of, what the fuck was it called? I know it might have been a gravity bong, but it was like some other shit. He had a pipe that was like, or a bong that was like standing. Like it was tall, like as tall as me.
The six foot.
I'm like, where the fuck did you get this at 16? Like, where did you purchase this? I think he made it.
What?
Yeah, I think he made it. So this is just some Valley shit. So this was the next iteration.
We're going to have to maybe save that for the end or else we're not going to have to do much talking.
Yes.
Here, try the drink.
Okay, let me try it.
ASMR.
Ah, that's a preview of my ASMR. I like that.
Not bad.
It's good. Yeah. You into? Would you like to try it?
I'm gonna pass.
Okay. She's like,
bitch. Okay. Yeah.
It looks good though.
But then my next phase was blunts. Was actually
mine. Was what were we gonna say?
Were these actually
Swishers?
Swishers, yeah.
Peach Optimos. Do you remember Peach Optimos?
Oh, wow. I remember the White Owls.
But I remember Peach Optimos being like a huge thing in high school, like the Peach Optimo. I don't know.
Then I started smoking papers. And then because I had traversed all of the terrains of smoking, it was just like whatever was available was going to get smoked.
I think I settled on blunts because it was all that I knew how to roll really well. It was there easy to roll. So it was just like, it was the Peach Optimos, it was Swishers, and then it was Dutch Masters Vanilla. Mm. I really liked those for a minute because they burned slow.
I like the natural Dutch Masters. Those were fun.
Those were good. Yeah. I don't know where, like, do they still make them? I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
And now, as a grown queen smoker, I have graduated to Backwoods, of course, as you guys know, because we're backwoods bitches. And most recently, I've been really liking the Bold.
Because we're bold bitches.
Because we're bold backwoods bitches. And, of course, we like it with the honey because then they burn even slower. And that's my happy place right now.
So,
oh, and then Tammy likes the hemp rolls.
I like hemp blunts. So they're very reminiscent of Swishers, which is how I started smoking grape Swishers.
No, the grape. That's what it was. You couldn't do it if it wasn't the grape.
It had to be grape. And so the hemp blunts are very reminiscent, but tobacco is not my friend anymore. I kind of wheeze and just don't feel good. So hemp it is.
Mm. Is that why I'm wheezing?
Well, while we discuss this, I would really love if one of you bitches would roll a blunt.
Okay.
Please. Well, I feel like we're late. We should be smoking already. We should
can
be
you
smoking
use your can you use your nonviolent communication tantra speech to me, tantra student?
I would really love if one of you beautiful bitches would roll me a blunt because I care for you goddesses so much and I just want a goddess's touch.
Please.
Please.
Sure, honey.
On let's do it. The medicine I'm about to ingest.
No problem.
Thanks, bitch.
I would love to roll you a blunt, a backwoods bold blunt.
And I'll roll a hemp blunt, but I need a, like, if I rolled up on your book, would that be appropriate?
I think it's very appropriate.
Okay, so because it's 420, I'm happy you mentioned that. Yes, you can roll up on our book, but also it's 420, which means it's about, I don't know, 2 weeks from Mother's Day, means if you have not purchased A Good Mom's Guide to Making Bad Choices for one of your mom friends, one of your expecting friends, if you're going to a baby shower, it's Mother's Day, you don't know what to give your mom friend.
It's this.
Give her A Good Mom's Guide to Making Bad Choices because this is the book that you need as a mom. And as a parent, if you're a dad, you might need this for perspective too. But it's that time of year. We're coming up on our 1 year anniversary of publishing our first book, which will go down in history as the staple, the Bible for moms. So if you haven't gotten it for your mom friend, now's the time.
Well, and also I want to take it a step further because if you're like, okay, I don't want to just get her a book. I got to get her something else. Get her this, then get her one of our merch, Good Moms Love Flowers, because this is obviously a Mother's Day purchase that you need. And when you purchase this, you will also get a box of our beautiful pink matches and maybe something else in there. So can't promise you it's going to be weed, but something else will be in there.
And then you and your homegirl can accidentally be twins, just like me and Erica.
So then just click the link in this. I don't know. I'm on YouTube. In that corner, you see that shit that pops up? There's things popping up there. Should click them. And then it makes it a lot easier. Or if you're listening to this, click the link in this episode description. Or just go to goodmomsbadchoices.com and figure it out. Anyway, long story short, yes, you may roll cannabis on my face.
It's an amazing book.
Thank you. Well.
Did you
read it? I read it and I didn't even finish it. And I was in Amazon ordering it for friends and shipping it to them.
Thank you.
It was so good. It was so good.
Thank you.
I went by the Barnes & Noble up the street recently to make sure that they didn't run out and forget to reorder it because I'm the mom of the books. And they reordered more. I had to sign more because he said it's a big hit, basically.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
good. Yeah. He knew exactly what I was talking about when I said it.
Perfect.
We're right next to Common.
Yeah, our book was also in Midtown, New York City. So I went to the Barnes & Nobles there, and I checked, and I signed some books there. And I said, we've made it. We're in the Big Apple and the big Barnes & Nobles.
I'll be honest. I have a confession. I am, like, much prouder of being an author than I am a podcaster. with the current
state of the world.
With the current state of podcasting, I'm kind of embarrassed.
I told Jamila yesterday, I was like, podcasting is getting real ghetto.
It really is.
I was like, it might have been better when it was just the white people. When we first started, it was a white person's space. And I don't know. It's gotten real, real ghetto out here.
Not everybody needs to be a podcaster. Not everybody. That's the issue.
Yeah. Let's just leave it to the pros. Leave it to the OGs.
Not everybody has good taste.
Some of the OGs aren't great either. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, let's be honest.
let's just leave it to the intelligent people.
Truly.
Let's leave it to the high vibrational people.
Right.
Because there's a lot of low vibrational conversations happening and creating these very low vibrational communities of weirdos that have too much time on their hands and don't like women. And you should probably just suck a dick.
Yeah, those men podcasts are truly.
You should just go suck that guy's dick.
Honestly.
You really should just suck a dick.
Really?
Because you don't like women.
You don't. You don't like
women. You actually detest us. And, you know, we talked about this, or Shanisha from Black Mom's Blog, we had an episode come out with her on Patreon a few weeks ago. And she did. She said that she's realized that a lot of men, they like women's bodies. They like the way we present in ways, but they don't actually don't like us at all.
Right. There's trans women. They like for that. Men. They like men.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just loyal to their homeboys. They'll do anything.
Even
for
not
them.
Their homeboys, even people they don't know that they just follow on the internet.
Yeah, truly. But no, I've said that for a while. Men are really actually gay. And
not even in a disrespectful way. It's just like you do like penis.
You do. You do.
And if you haven't discovered it yet, it's because you just haven't taken the time to put one in your mouth.
Yeah.
And I encourage you right now, if you're listening and you're one of those men who, you know, now that you think about it, now that you hear us talking, you say, you know, you guys look kind of cute. And you're those warm, wet holes, those are kind of nice. But I sure do salivate every time one of these niggas gets on a microphone and talks down about women. If it really gets you going, if your dick just kind of starts to tingle every time you hear a particular nigga get on a microphone, you just, oh.
I wholeheartedly agree. I wholeheartedly agree. These podcasts, like literally I'll go from here to here in a heartbeat. As soon as a guy that shows any interest, I'll listen to what he's saying on his podcast and it's a wrap. It's yeah. You're definitely in the closet and you just don't know it.
Yeah. It's a strange, strange world.
We're in a world where you could come out. So it's just like no reason.
You'll be accepted.
I think for
there's
men,
there's a whole community waiting to embrace you.
For men, it's still really, really hard because they associate straightness with masculinity. And they feel like, you know, if you like dick or take dick or touch another dick that's not yours, you're automatically gay. So, which is not true. You could be bi.
Yeah, but for men, you can't be bi.
True. No, they don't believe that exists.
Yeah, there's no buying. There's no buying in the buy.
Honestly, we would probably have less violence if they would just start admitting their feelings for one another.
Hmm. Oh, a world where the straight passing men would just accept that they actually just don't like women and aren't gay. It would be great.
Yeah. Stop competing with me. You can have them.
I'm going to go ahead and pack this bowl. Because
we're taking too long.
Because they're taking too long. Where's the lighter?
We should have did a rolling contest.
Is there a lighter?
We have matches, baby.
We can still do a rolling contest.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we can do a speed rolling. Who can roll the blunt the fastest?
You know, I take so much TLC with my backwoods bold that I'm going to have to race on something else because this one really takes a lot of delicacy.
I am rolled and ready.
Thank you, darling.
This one is for... my teenage self.
This is a form of like childhood trauma work.
Do we have any pipe smokers listening? This is for you, baby.
This is how you explore your childhood with weed.
Maybe I can do pipe smoking ASMR. Let's see. You hear that? That's the lighter. Ready? Oh, yeah. I like that. I can't wait to hit the bong and do... Oh, my God.
That's
going to
be great.
Ooh, we need to do an ASMR
bong
edition. Or maybe just all different smoking.
That smells like the hair shop.
Maybe there was a hair in there. Can I see the lighter?
Do you smell it?
I kind of smell it.
You know, this is something smooth. It's very smooth and clean. This isn't my favorite pipe. I couldn't find it. My favorite pipe is lost in my house somewhere. But this one's a cutie. Actually, I think my mom bought me this pipe. Thanks,
Mom. Your mom?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but it took a long time for us to get there.
Do you guys smoke together?
Every now and then.
Okay.
She's not a big smoker, but
okay. She's
like before she goes to get a massage, she'll be like, let's smoke like two hits.
Not two hits.
That was the first time we ever smoked. It was my my 21st birthday. She got me a massage and I came to her house and we got in the car and she's like, Erica, you're 21 and we're gonna go get a massage. And I thought that like maybe we could smoke a joint together. I was like, what? Give me times I was grounded for this.
Wow.
So yeah, that was our entry into smoking. So wait, what is this? This is a
hemp blunt.
What flavor is our flavor?
It is mango. Ooh. Milli mango. Yeah. So the benefit of smoking with the hemp wrap is that you're consuming 100% cannabis. and not paper or tobacco, if those are things that you mind, which as asthmatics out there, yeah, the paper and like the tobacco can be a little irritating.
The paper can irritate too?
Heck yeah. Mm. Yeah. For sure, unless it's hemp paper. Yeah. And also, I just am not the biggest fan of the taste of burnt paper. Like, that's why hitting a bong or a pipe is so nice, because you get just like that
pure weed,
pure flavor. And then, yeah, with hemp, it's still, you know, it still can be a little gross for some people. I know some people that say it's like really harsh, but
I love it. I like variety. Mm-hmm. I like the cleanness. I do like some tobacco sometimes, and with papers. Okay. I like regular papers on this Jamila and her.
Yeah, like what I've never seen.
Walk her through what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I just put my little light honey coating on my blunt.
Okay.
A little drop.
And it makes it burn slower?
It makes it burn slower. And with Backwoods, it makes it a little bit easier to
seal.
Seal.
Yeah.
Okay, it's looking like...
Interesting.
So when was the first time you smoked weed, Tammy?
Ooh, for me, my first time was my second semester of college. So there was a kid on my floor.
You're a late in life bloomer.
A late in life bloomer. I literally was such a square.
I'm a smoke shamer.
No, I...
You started smoking when you were of age?
Of age. I listened to the D.A.R.E. program. And then I also have...
You were 12 like me?
I had older siblings as well, so... There was a lot of things that I listened to them. They said, don't do it. I didn't do it. The kids at school in my head were like, oh, they're bad because of the weed. But I got to college and there's a kid on my floor who literally smelled like a pound every other day. We used to talk about him. We would judge him. He'd always walk in like eyes low, smiling.
He just didn't give a fuck that y'all were talking about him.
He did not give a fuck at all. Grades come out at Christmas break. And he's like, yeah, I made the honor roll. And my ass is on academic probation. I didn't even get a 1.0. Less than that.
Really?
You were too busy talking shit, Tammy.
Truly.
You're too busy judging the stoner.
Truly. Judging. Was not taking care of business.
Like, ah. Wait, I've never heard a story like this.
Unfortunately, like I...
This was your entry level. Like, I'm on probation and I'm not doing shit. Fuck it. I'm being with him. I'm going to go with that guy.
That letter came in the mail. My mom usually...
This is like the opposite of a D.A.R.E. campaign.
Truly. That's why I was like, oh, the D.A.R.E. program lied because I was supposed to be on honor roll. He was supposed to be in a ditch somewhere. So when I came back for second semester, I was like, all right, I'll try it. Because he had been trying all semester to get me to do it. It's like, I'll do it. And that was pretty much a wrap from there. We smoked in a bowl in his 350Z driving around our college town. Mm. I didn't get high. Mm. And then the second time I did. Mm-hmm. And then from there, that was the end of the, you know, the whole thing. And he laughs now because it's like, look at all this shit that you're doing.
You still know him?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, not him turning you on. Now you're the cannabis cutie.
Exactly.
He's like, bitch, did you get off of academic probation?
I made honor roll four times after that. Yeah.
This is a success story. Cannabis story.
Yeah.
For the moms whose college student child just started smoking, you never know. You
chill
know.
Out.
Or if they don't smoke, maybe... Maybe.
Maybe they should.
Maybe they should.
Oh my God. I'm already high. Jesus.
Me too. Sorry, guys.
I know.
Let me just drink some weed.
Maybe don't cough directly into the mic.
It's like everywhere. Would you say you're the type of person who smokes and then gets really focused and can get a lot of shit done?
It depends. So I've learned... Now that I'm here and much older, that how you make the plant do what you want it to do is through setting your intention. Mm. So if I set my intention and I say I really want to write or I really want to create something or I want to knock out these emails, I have to have like a little moment with the plant so that we can do that together, because she is a feminine spirit and she wants to help you and she feels so good. But if you don't tell her what to do or how to do it, she's just going to go in and expand what's already there. And if that's you thinking about that job that you hate or that relationship that's driving you crazy or anything, that's going to be kind of what you're ending up feeling. So yeah, I can consume with focus. But again, that intentionality is like the most important part.
Well, speaking of that, maybe we should put some intentionality over the weeds.
Okay, let's put it over this backwood blunt. Because that bitch is already high and I'm going to need to intentionally be able to focus for the rest of this episode.
Right. Who's going?
Mother, plant, goddess, queen, we put all the intention into you, into us feeling at ease, us feeling joyful, us feeling lifted, us feeling like the intelligent, beautiful, powerful women that we are, who know your power, who respect your glory. And thank you. Thank you for what you do. Ashe.
Ashe. All
right. Just like blessing your food before you eat it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The intention.
It's funny you say that because I recently started raking my weed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And because I do Reiki and I was like, I need to start raking my food. I need to start raking my water. Listen, I live in America. Maybe if I Reiki this bitch, it'll be like 10% better than what I'm actually eating. No, but actually, too, raking the weed because, you know, like the weed passes through people's hands, too. You know, it's passing through other energies that you might not even be consenting to. Right. And like if you really think about just the power of just consent, manifestation, yes, like the agreements we make, it's so important for us to be all in agreement of what we're ingesting into our bodies, you know, and I feel like the intentionality is a big part of that.
Absolutely.
And yeah, bless your weed. It's
bless
important.
Your weed. And when people say they get anxious, why do I get so anxious? Well, you know, did you just mindlessly spark up because it was there and you were thinking about something that was already making you anxious? Or maybe the grower was anxious.
Or you've just consumed some energy, but you haven't put an intention towards it. So it's just there. And you don't know what to do with it.
Right, exactly. And like we know how much food tastes better whenever, you know, the person that's cooking it is doing it with love. Like when my daughter, she was making something and she was just like stirring. Like I was like, I do not want that angry food. Like, I don't want that energy.
Like, I don't know what was wrong with you, but I'm good.
Yeah, I pass.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Because your daughter's what, 12?
13. Yeah.
How does she feel about you being the cannabis cutie? Like, what is her? Because I know, like, Luna gets super annoyed with, like, my weed smoking. Like, you just want to smoke or whatever. Like, she's not with the shits.
Okay.
But what does, like, how does she feel?
Oh, my daughter is proud of me, brags about me. She wants to take me to school to show off to her friends. And she recently asked if she could smoke with me. So that was not at all. I was not ready. I've always, like, I'm on my platform, I've always talked about, you know, when my kids are ready, we'll do it. But 13 is not like
what you had lined up. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not ready. So, but she, you know, I educated my kids young. So they understand what this plant can do and its benefits. And then they've also been to the cookouts where we're only smoking and the cookouts where people are drinking and they see the outcomes and they're not really big fans of the alcohol parties. But, you know, the smoker parties, they see we're just chilling, eating, laughing.
Right.
Unproblematic.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that either.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it never comes.
I mean, I think, okay, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for anything when it comes to parenting. I'm ready. I've agreed to the journey. I'm excited. I don't know what I'm going to do necessarily. I mean, I think we'll have a conversation, obviously. I know we'll have a conversation. We'll work it out. But I feel like I'm just grateful, though, to have – if your daughter feels comfortable enough to even – come to you in that way. Like, it's also just the awareness of knowing that you're also agreeing to knowing that if she doesn't partake with you, she's at least telling you that she's considering doing this. Exactly. And at the end of the day, our kids are already doing whatever the fuck they want anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I know that doesn't, that's not a perfect answer. That's not a perfect solution. That doesn't make people feel comfortable, but it's true.
You're right.
And I would rather,
never gone to my mom.
And I would rather
13,
her come to me and me,
say, can we?
And me say, you know what? No. Knowing that there is still a chance that she might go, what am I going to do? Lock her up?
Right.
You know, but like,
well, that's the thing, though, too, because it's like, all right, she's going to do it, but I don't want her to do it without me. I don't want her smoking bad weed. Like, I have an orange weed sensitivity. I can't do citrusy strains. What if she does and she doesn't know it and she freaks out? Like, you're so right. There's a lot that I'm thinking about. I just know that she's not ready.
How do I have both of these?
I just know that she's not ready for that big of a, because it changes your mental state, right?
Yeah.
So at that age, at 13, when you're feeling so much, like, I don't want her to get used to, oh, I can just do this and numb myself.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Where she's not there yet mentally, I would say maybe 15, we can revisit it. But I hope to God that she doesn't, because they're smoking at school. It's the Valley. Like, they're in the bathrooms. They got the vape pen.
Let me tell you, as a Valley kid, they're smoking.
Like, we went from OC to the Valley, and it's night and day. Night and day.
Yeah. Where is it worse?
I will say OC kids in elementary school, angels, saints. Middle school, it's up. But then we started middle school here, so I don't know. It was a shock. I know that it's crazy in Orange County. All middle schoolers everywhere are nightmares and experimenting, but what I saw here in the Valley, I was just like, damn, I have to have these conversations in sixth grade? Like, when my daughter is like, what's a blowjob? What are back shots?
Back shots.
Yeah. Oh, and my friend was at the house. He was like, back shots is when you go to the doctor and they give you a shot. And I was like, no.
No, that's not what it is. I can't lie.
You gotta be honest. But I was mortified. Like, why is she asking me what back shots are? Why are you guys talking about back shots in sixth grade? Y'all just got out of elementary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we just have to just like dive in. Like, let me tell you.
Life is not going to unfold, and parenthood and motherhood is not, does never unfolds how you think it's going. So never. You don't get to decide when your kid brings some shit or when shit has to be faced. And that's the whole, that's what motherhood and parenthood is all about, is kind of just surrendering to that, you know? And
exactly.
Yeah, because like, I don't think there's ever a time in which I'm going to be prepared for my daughter to ask me about back shots.
I mean, I was so grateful but I had people over.
But you have to know. But you,
yes, no, exactly.
But you have to decide as a parent how honest you're going to be in that moment, yeah. too. And that's
a blowjob is mortifying. It's when
horrible.
You put your mouth on a penis.
I hated having to explain that. It's not fair.
And then
but...
you suck it. Like, what?
Well, she asked, why would anybody no do that?
No teeth.
It's about like, pleasure.
I didn't do all that. Yeah, she's, why would anybody do that? I don't know. That's all I can say. I was just like taken aback. It hits you in the stomach. You're not ready for it. You still see them as your little innocent girls.
Yeah.
And it's like, who is corrupting you?
Then it's like, why? Why do you want to know?
I mean, you remember middle school. That's when we learned everything.
But I feel like, I don't know if they're worse than us. In seventh grade, I wanted to get finger banged.
I feel like they're just as bad. The stuff my daughter, I mean, I get all the gossip. So I know everybody's business. And they are doing a lot of things. I mean.
Well, at least she tells you. Because if she's willing to tell you other people's business, she's trying to gauge how you react.
Yeah. Which, you know, Godspeed to all these kids. Because if it was mine, she would have been ripped out of that school in a heartbeat. Like, things that are going around on videos. And we didn't have
crazy.
We didn't have that.
Thank God. Jesus.
You Christ. Just heard about what people was
That's
doing.
That's why you have to be even more honest with your kids. Like, you because will get you recorded it, out here. You will get exposed. Really, and I can't protect you when that happens. I mean, I'll always protect you. But, like, that is some other shit that I don't even have. I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, we've already had that conversation of like, do not send any of these little boys Nothing. Or little girls, I don't know, no pictures. Like,
no
don't
proof.
Do it. It will literally
Shit,
be the
you
end
barely
of it.
Should do that as an adult.
I told her, I was like, I never do it.
It's actually even risky as an adult yeah. doing that shit. We actually probably need to tell ourselves that, ladies.
Right, no. Like, don't
Hey,
send.
Don't send any of these little boys, these grown ass little boys.
Because they can screenshot.
Don't even take them because you just never know how people are going to take advantage of you. And it's like, if it doesn't exist, like, you can't get me. But you remember everybody's iCloud leaks. We saw everybody's photos. Like, that's crazy. Oh they God. Weren't even sending them.
Not
so.
Beyonce's. Beyonce's iCloud did not leak.
Listen. Right.
Wait. Not Beyonce. All the people.
I'm just saying. Certain people's.
No, that shit is good.
She probably doesn't take any either. I mean, Jay-Z probably has like a secret stash.
I mean, or they're just not doing it on an iPhone.
God, I really hope that Beyonce can do that. I hope that her life isn't so that she can't send her man sexy photos. That would be crazy.
She probably
doesn't even have a phone. Do you think she has a phone?
I'm sure.
She has to see what the world's doing. What else would she be doing over
There's
there?
There's definitely ways that they can share these things without it needing to go through a phone.
I don't know. Like, one of my kinks is, like, getting recorded. Like, I enjoy...
They probably have a VHS.
There's, yeah, like not everything.
Even those can get taken. Connected to you know Wi-Fi. What happened to Tommy Lee and Pamela?
It's true.
No one's safe.
Oh, that's no matter. They transferred it to DVD.
Freaking construction worker.
It has to live in your mind.
Right. Bitch. And then it's like your staff, everybody.
Exactly.
God, just make me about a C-list celebrity. I don't, you know, I'm cool. You know, just being a good G. I don't need to be all up in the ABs.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That's funny.
God. I'm high, you guys.
Me thinking of all the videos I have in random people's phones.
Honestly, because they say women are emotional, but IDK, like, we're emotional, but we don't get emotional and then go kill. Like, we calm down, right?
No, some bitches kill.
Yeah, some, but majority of them are non-female. So imagine what a man will do with your pictures when he's mad.
No, I think men are. So.
You know what? I stand behind any pictures I took because they looked good. Yeah. That's why I mean, they got sent.
Can we talk? Can we broker the deal?
I don't fucking do it, but I'm just saying. You're welcome.
I mean, I've been around men who have shared videos and pictures from girls. I've seen it. Right. They're like, all pull out their phones and be like, oh, yeah, she sent me this the other day. And it's like so.
Yeah, like
well, so. That really hit me when I was younger and I saw that. I was like, I'm good.
My baby daddy once shared a video of me giving him head to one of his homeboys.
Oh,
and
no.
His homeboy casually mentioned it to me.
What? And the audacity.
Like in a flirtatious way.
Whoa.
And I was like, you fucking idiot.
Did you?
I was like, you fucking idiot. Like, what the fuck? Like, maybe, like, was I giving him head? I think maybe we were having sex. Like, riding his dick. And I was like, you're dumb. Because now this nigga's in my face. You talk about bitches, like, niggas talk about bitches being sneaky all the time, but niggas are equally as curious and equally as catty.
Oh, yeah.
Equally as sneaky.
The messiest person we all know is probably a man.
Probably.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, you think you're bragging, but no.
You're advertising.
Right.
Right.
If only...
Women.
If only your friends were worth the fucking... Yeah.
Shit, that goes both ways, though. You're advertising as a woman if you're showing your friend his dick. Do you know what I mean? Like, women will do the same shit. You wouldn't, but women will.
I'm not telling my homegirl nothing. I don't like it. How about that?
Horrible. Actually, I'm still trying to figure out if I like it.
Girl, that dick is not even that good. He just treat me good.
Not putting it down.
He just treat me good.
What's the opposite of not putting it down?
Horrible. Trash.
Boring. Little. So unfulfilled.
Yeah.
Hate it.
No, I've definitely had homegirls. You know, cross that line. You had,
really?
Yeah.
With an S, homegirls?
Like bridesmaid, ex-husband?
No. Yeah. You were married?
Yeah, I was married.
And your husband fucked your bridesmaid?
I don't know if they ever had sex, but she was getting blew out and staying in the house.
She got to die.
She definitely fucked.
Exactly. That's when I learned my lesson.
After
it was like,
the
just
wedding?
Don't, it was during the divorce. We weren't even officially fully divorced.
Oh, you don't.
Flying your bridesmaid out?
She didn't make it to the wedding. She was I was her maid of honor in her wedding. And she was a bridesmaid in mine. She couldn't make it to my destination wedding. And
of course
then
not.
During the divorce, I'm like scrolling Instagram and I see her like on his bike, ass out, like booty shorts, his helmet in front of my house. And my friends, everybody's blowing me up. Everybody is sending it to me. Everybody's talking shit, like angry. And I was like, wow.
Whoa.
Do you feel like you have trust issues with women and with friendships now?
I think I can pick out a hater. Like,
so there were signs. There were red flags.
There were red flags.
Okay.
My friends and family never liked her.
Okay.
So when it happened, it wasn't really a shock.
Mm.
But for me now, no, I don't. I love women. I love women so much. But you also, you know, I can see a hater. And once you become a hater, because sometimes it happens in motion, we're no longer friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're either going to stand in the light and love that light on you as well, or you're going to hate the shadow that it casts.
Right.
And either way, that's none of my business. So
that's an affirmation.
Once I see that you got a hater in you and you got some, you know, saboteur in you.
Ooh,
it's a
saboteur.
Saboteur. Okay. I like that's French, y'all.
Saboteur.
Yeah, you're
she
out.
Got that saboteur in her.
Yeah.
I don't know about her.
I think that's a good perspective because a lot of women will let that sour, you know, the tank forever. You know, like, I don't fuck with bitches. Yeah. And I see women say it thinking that it makes, like, in a positive way. Like, you don't really fuck with women like that. You know, it's just like, it doesn't.
Well, they're looking for validation. They're looking for someone to be like, yeah, me too.
And really, honestly, our problems with one another is men. You take the men out of the equation and we're powerhouses together. Right. And I see women as that, whether or not they see it in themselves.
Right.
I'm always going to look at a woman and, you know, if she makes me feel insecure, like I have an insecure feeling coming up, I am going to compliment her because you touched me in a way that I need to look at now.
Right.
You know, it wasn't you. It's something about you that I'm feeling inside of me.
Yeah.
Or if I see myself in you, like, and I hate that women are so, you know, I'm gonna go get your man now because you make me feel inferior. That's weak shit. And those are the women I don't deal with. But it's not a flex to say you don't mess with women. Like, we literally give life.
Right.
Like, why would you not associate with
when we link up? It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And no, if we stick together. So
you may not fuck with a particular woman, but you cannot blanket the whole
species. No, literally were handpicked to give life and keep this planet going. We are special and we're connected to something that can't be explained. So I love women in their power. These fuckhead women can kiss my ass. They don't get my energy. And then that also, you know, makes them feel even worse. So
you also have to, if you were second guessing, like leaving your friend at home with your nigga, that is not your friend, or that's maybe not your nigga.
Okay. So that actually, it happened. I had to fly to Detroit. She was in my house in Oklahoma, and my best friend in Oklahoma was like, that bitch is not going to be at your house alone with your man. I'm going over there. Ooh. And it caused a problem between me and my ex-husband because he was like, you basically saying you don't trust me. And it's like, it's not me. Like, I'm honestly out, but that was with the girl that clocked it. Yes. She clocked it. She was hurt. She did not like this girl at all. Mm. I was just, you know how you are with love. Like, we can be DeLulu with men, but we can also be DeLulu with friendships especially when we were younger.
Yeah. DeLulu with love overall, between romance, whether it's romantic or platonic, you could be fucking DeLulu.
Exactly.
It's like who you are in close connection with on a regular basis directly influences your belief systems around love, yourself. Like, that's why it's so important to always check in with who you have around you. Exactly. It's so important.
Exactly.
I think weed helps that. Oh, with weed, wow. I'd be like,
oh my God, you don't care about shit.
Well, no, that I'd be able to read people more when I'm high too, though. I'd be like, you're a weird bitch.
And also,
I'm like, why are you twitching?
Now
that the world has slowed down, I can see you clearly.
And she's high. That's why she's twitching. And she sees you looking at her. She's paranoid.
May I have the blunt?
Oh, yeah. Keep
the weed going. Keep it going. 420. Thank you.
Oh, can we take a deep breath together, ladies?
Sure.
I think it's time to just ground down for a moment.
That's nice.
Sound is important. Mm-hmm. For those listening, you know the value of sound. You know.
Wait, so Tammy, how did you become the cannabis cutie?
Oh, wow. So the 0.8 GPA, that was the beginning. from there, I couldn't stop telling people about what cannabis did for me. I could not explain it. There was a lot about me I hadn't figured out yet. So I was using it and my grades were getting better. My mood was better. I actually could see the world in a different way. Like a flower would make me cry. Yeah. And I had come from such a negative upbringing that it was just so weird to have this outlook on the world. And it was changing me for the better. And so I was advocating just getting people onto the plant. Like, you know, my friend, one time she came into my dorm crying because she failed her exam, which meant she wasn't going to be able to go to law school because she didn't get the proper GPA. And I handed her a bowl and some weed. And she was, you know, much calmer and was like, it's going to be okay. She went from like the world is crashing in on my head and then into my marriage and all the other housewives around me and the moms at the schools sometimes. And it just never ended. And when I got to grad school, I knew I wanted to be in cannabis because I was just, you know, couldn't stop thinking about it. Couldn't stop talking about it. Did every project that I could in grad school on this plant. Taught all of my professors and classmates through the whole program about weed. And then one day I got a astrology reading in like 2016, Ricky Williams. The former football player, he gave me an astrology reading and he was like, yeah, your second house, like you never think you know enough. You never think you're pretty enough. You never think you have enough money. Like you just have this lack mentality. And I was like, oh my God, I needed to hear that. And I was like, I'm going to start this Instagram and just talk about weed on there. And I started an Instagram where I was making cars in my videos in my car. And all of a sudden it just became this thing. And then the pandemic hit and everybody was wanting to learn more. And it was just like, boom, it exploded. And the thing that I have always been, I finally just get to be and make money doing it. So that's how it happened.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Ricky Williams?
Yeah. He's an incredible astrologer.
I feel like I remember like hearing about him. Like this, this football player turned like
Chinese medicine doctor, slash herbalist,
astrologist, spiritualist, like just tapped in. He's like, I play football now. I don't. This is who I am. Like,
yeah. If you get a reading with him, he kind of breaks, you know, he talks about that from his own chart standpoint, which me and him, ironically, we're both twins, from born in San Diego. And
you have a twin?
Yeah, I have a twin brother.
Whoa, oh, wow.
He has a twin sister.
Are you guys, are you identical or fraternal?
Fraternal.
Okay, cool.
And we both have these Neptune placements, which are very much connected to cannabis. And then we both have the football connection. So, you know, our work is very similar based on kind of what that shows in the chart. So it's just so cool how you can pinpoint things in astrology and it be very, you know, it manifests similarly amongst people who hold certain aspects.
What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn sun.
Capricorn.
Scorpio rising.
Scorpio. What's your moon?
A Sag moon.
Oh, me too. I'm a Sag moon girl too.
Okay. I love that.
I'm a Scorpio sun.
Okay.
Capricorn rising. That's a great chart. That's
Wait, you're
I'm sorry. My rising is Scorpio.
Okay. I'm Scorpio rising. And you have a Sag moon as well? Wow.
Double Scorpio Sag moon.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm a Cap sun.
I feel like being a Capricorn, a Scorpio, and a Sag means that you like are free, you are passionate, but you're also organized.
Right, all the things you need.
I mean, I was organized before I had kids. Before kids, I was super organized.
Of course, that's like Capricorn. I mean, yeah, you're probably for your standards of what organized are, are like high.
No, I mean, it's a lot of, it's definitely, freedom is a requirement. I have to at least always feel free. Like, I need to have that.
Have you ever had an open relationship?
I have not.
Would that be something you would want? Not that type of free.
No, I think potentially. It depends on the partner, I think, mostly. Mm-hmm. I think I'm open to that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to be open to that. Oh, are we bonging it?
Let's go.
Hitting bongs behind my back? I just looked over. I'm like, what's that sound?
It was just calling me.
Yes, let's go.
It was kind of nice.
Yeah. I know. It's like a smooth, like,
I think I might need to take
humidifying.
More bong like, hits.
Do I need to do? Do I need to buy a bong?
It's you guys cute. Need a bong collection? I have bongs I can give you.
Yeah, I need a bong.
Yeah.
I'll take a bong. Okay. You feel like a cute little bong?
I have tons of cute little bongs.
Yeah, they're adorable.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Pass the bong.
Where'd you get this?
I think Sebastian left this at my house like 2 years ago. And I keep forgetting to tell him it's there. And I'm probably never going to tell him now. Unless he watches this video.
Wow.
I can't, are you like, when you hit a bong, are you supposed to, you can keep, never mind.
What?
I was like, do I have to change it or no? It's fine, right?
Yeah.
There's still weed in there?
There's still weed in there.
Okay, okay. God, I just remember, you know what? I just had a flashback of me in high school where like the goal was to like smoke the whole thing in one rip. Mm-hmm. Like that was the standard. And if you couldn't, you were really a smoker.
I'd never did that. That was too much.
Yeah, I don't ego smoke anymore.
No.
But I did. Ego smoking is real. It's a real thing.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Ego smoking. That's a new term.
This is like, takes it way back, like before wax and all these high grade scientific things.
Rosin, like just regular. I do love concentrates. I do.
But do you remember in the beginning when they didn't really get the measurements down or whatever?
No, it was a whole different world. The kids today will never know the struggle that we had.
You guys
don't know the drugging that happened.
You don't understand.
You don't know the misdiagnosis.
Wait, did I tell you this story? Me and Danielle and Alana used to have like some blog, and we were just on Craigslist looking for like, we like look for SEO or something, and we put like 420 friendly because we had some weed. Like these fucking nerds were like, come down to downtown. We have an office. We smoke weed. Come. So we're like, okay, I've met these nerds on Craigslist. They're going to help us. We go down to downtown. We go into a high-rise apartment. There's a bunch of nerds. Like, just probably like young, white, 20-something-year-old, just nerds, a bunch of computers. And they're like, yeah. We start talking briefly, and then they start passing around the fucking wax. And we think it's just like a regular bong. We're like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
Nigga.
Oh, no, no.
Nigga. I think like Danielle hits it first, then I hit it. Danielle's a Capricorn.
Usually it hits quick, too. It hit. Shouldn't pass out upon hitting.
Bitch, I think we almost did. Then then Alana hits it. Suddenly, like 3 minutes later, Danielle's like, we got to get out of here. I was like, she's like, they're going to kill us.
She's not like, kill us.
She was just like, let's go. She like, went to the bathroom, comes back, and she looks like she's scared shitless. She's like, she starts like backing up, like, I think we gotta go, like backing up towards the door, like, yeah, we just gotta go. He's like, no, our friends just went to the store to get some beer. She's like, no,
this is when they do it.
They're they're so innocent looking, but suddenly she starts freaking out. So
it was like she ate edibles.
She like, we like run out of there. She's like, do you think they gave us heroin?
Oh no!
Because it's
not
wax.
Heroin.
Yeah,
I was like, no, bitch, it's this new kind of weed. It was really scary, and it was we were really, 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 really high. I think we sat in the garage for like 2 hours in the car,
probably.
But those are the dark times of like taking wax,
and you didn't know anything about it.
No,
those are the dark ages of the cannabis.
Yeah, I've seen some people do some dabs and
The dab
throwing up. And
you could.
But again, it's like this plant is so powerful, like mushrooms. You would never go eat 4 grams of mushrooms and be like, oh, I have a high tolerance. And that's what people do with weed. It's like, it's powerful. Like, do not underestimate her.
Right.
Do not underestimate her. So I think with like the concentrates now, we have a better gauge. We now know with edibles, there's a number that you need to figure out for yourself. But gosh, yeah, we've all had the fucked up brownie moment with
The edibles.
Whoa. Mine was an apple pie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, that was the problem.
Whoa. Oh, they just used the butter?
She made these little mini apple pies. And you know how much I love sugar. And I will eat the whole thing. And she didn't give me any sort of guidance. She just gave them to me. And so I ate like three of them.
Three apple pies.
I bought like 5. I was already high. And so I was just on my high shit. I didn't think
munching. Yeah, you gotta be careful getting the munchies with edibles.
With an edible,
I almost died.
I did that with a Funfetti cupcake.
I was like, please, God. I prayed to God. I said, God, please just get me through this. Like, let me just close my eyes and go to sleep. And then I closed my eyes and it was just like, vroom, vroom, vroom. So those are the dark ages.
I actually last Super Bowl got accidentally overdosed.
Oh no, yeah. Not last Super Bowl, bitch.
Yeah, this girl brought over a 1,000 milligram tincture.
What? Now, why on earth would one even have one of these?
No. I don't know, but she brought it to my house and made me and her a drink. And I remember asking a question that was so dumb that in my head I was like, why would you ask that? And it's like, how much weed did you take? And then I asked her, I was like, how much is in this drink? She's like, I don't know. And that's when my homie went and checked the bottle. He's like, yo, Tam, there's 300 milligrams missing from this bottle.
Which means
that I had at least 150. And I made it to halftime. And I saw Rihanna, barely. I was hanging on. And then it was lights out. Yeah.
And then you could sleep hard.
Kind of, because it was like a dizzy. I was really dizzy. Like, so I woke up after the game because I was hosting a Super Bowl party.
It was your party. Oh, not
oh, no.
Party.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is Stoner's worst nightmare.
I can't believe it. But, like, I know the protocol. So I was having those moments where I was about to freak out and I had to keep talking to myself. Like, there was a conscious me somewhere in there that was like, breathe, just breathe. Because I was, like, about to hyperventilate. Like, I'm going to die. Like, I know I'm not going to die. I just feel like it. I'll live. But I was high for, like, 24 hours.
Are you still friends with her?
I mean, she's never allowed to not even get me a water. Like, when I see her, we're friendly, but, like...
But she drugged me.
Yeah, she accidentally drugged me. And it's like, I know she wasn't intentionally trying
to
do
that. Did she drug herself?
Yeah, she drugged herself, too.
Was she stuck, too?
She was a little stuck, yeah.
Are there other things you... there's probably... I know there are. I can't remember what they are, though, right now at this moment, because I'm high. There's, like, herbs you can take, if, like, to... Is it pepper? What is it? Like, to help...
Black peppercorn, yeah.
Yeah, black peppercorn to help you kind of... bring your high down. If you ever get too high, you can also rebalance it. Someone get me some black peppercorn.
CBD me, please.
I remember waking up in the middle of the night to pee, and I stumbled. I was sideways. Like, I was so high.
That was me with these fucking pies. I was so dizzy. Mm-hmm. So sleep wasn't even an option. I was like in this never-ending nightmare. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't even run.
Too
I can't
high
even
to go
sleep.
To sleep.
Yeah. It was insane.
So I still, that's why I said no to the drink. I still am good.
Well, this
I
is like a professional. This is like supposed to be
not professional. This is professional.
I didn't like, someone measure this professionally. It's yeah. 500, it's Delta, it's 4 milligrams. I think it's kind of, okay. You know,
four
light.
Is fine.
Nisha had it, so I know it's light.
Okay, yeah, 4 is fine. But me and Cannabevs, I just kind of look at them a little sideways.
But the Delta? The Delta 9?
I mean, Delta 9 is what we're smoking.
Okay. Yeah. What is Delta 9?
Delta 9 is literally what they put on those products to skirt federal law. Okay. It's weed. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's no difference. I think in other states, they believe it's different because it's grown on a hemp plant. But what people don't understand is that a hemp plant is a cannabis plant. Like, if you look at it like melanin, one is allowed to express their melanin and the other is not. That's what a hemp plant is. It's just been bred to the point there's no THC in it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes some plants will be higher in THC. And just because it's below that legal threshold doesn't mean it's a different cannabinoid. Under a microscope, THC looks exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So it's the same molecular structure. And gets you just as high. That's why it feels like regular as weed.
I'm pretty floating right now.
Delta 9. I smoked Delta 9 today. What did you do today? Smoke Delta 9?
Just a little Delta 9.
I guess it sounds so official. That's why, like, I don't really know, like, the scientificness of cannabis. I'm always so intrigued by people that do and understand it in such another level, because I think people forget. People associate, I guess, cannabis smoking with, like, this stoner culture. But, like, essentially, you are an herbalist. Like, mm-hmm. you are a scientist of this mm-hmm. beautiful specimen. Yeah. And, I think cannabis gets this like weird rap.
Yeah.
And it's important for women like you that exist, especially women. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you for your dedication to the flower. Thank you.
Yeah. Spreading the word. Good word.
I'd like to think I'm her PR.
You are great. Yeah. I know. And you were talking about how you became the cannabis cutie and you're like, and I was just so happy. I went and told everyone. I'm like, it's when they heard about Jesus.
Spread the word.
Spread the good word.
Exactly. That's what it was like. And I say that because I was undiagnosed. I have a rare autoimmune disorder. I was undiagnosed at that time, but I was absolutely suffering. And weed was helping me so much because it is medicinal. Like, we have a whole system in our body dedicated to receiving this plant. It's a lock and a key system. Like, the cannabis has these keys and we have locks in our body. And
I mean, we have cannabinoids inside of our bodies.
We make our own weed in our body. And then whatever we don't make, nature allows us to supplement with. So with immune issues, cannabis directly talks to your immune system. That's how I was able to get through and made it all the way to today without traditional. Now I'm on traditional pharmaceuticals, but I was feeling better because I could finally sleep. I had less pain. I had less anxiety and depression. Like, that's why it changed my life. So now, you know, what is it? 16 years later, 17 years later, it's just kind of like a whoa. She was there for me in a way that I didn't know I needed.
Mm. Yeah. What's your favorite type of cannabis?
OGs. It has to smell like gas. Yeah.
So you don't like the citrusy?
I do not like citrus weed. It makes my heart race. It gives me anxiety. Mm. It makes me tired. Sometimes it's a headache. Sometimes it's nausea. Mm. You know when you smell it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you smell it, your body reacts, whether or not you notice. Mm-hmm. Stomach ache, nausea, don't smoke it. But if you smell it and it makes you happy and you're like, ooh, like, do that. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to know what kind of weed works for you.
Yeah,
for sure. I think that's why people have bad experiences with weed and then they write it off as like this bad thing. And it's like, yeah. No, girl, you had citrus.
Yeah, I mean, we look at weed as just like one thing, but like look at alcohol. You have vodka and rum and tequila,
right.
And there's different proofs or percentages if it's wine. And then even wine, there's so many different kinds. Like it is the same exact way with weed. Like there are red wine drinkers who do not touch white. It's the same with weed. Like I love my dank, skunky smelling weed, but I will not touch none of that light, fruity shit. Like get it away from me. Mm-hmm. So it's the same exact thing.
Yeah. And even sometimes like I'll just have a bad like, you know, like one time I'm like, I'm paranoid than a motherfucker. I shouldn't be smoking. Like this is not a good weed for me.
Yeah.
But I think the difference is we keep trying.
Yeah.
A lot of people give it up. They're like, fuck that.
No.
But yeah.
Play doctor. Y'all are high as fuck. I just want to say.
We are.
Mm-hmm. I am.
I don't know if I should hit the bong.
Every
and the backweed and the, you know?
The drink.
Oh yeah. And the drink.
And I rolled up an OG.
Oh, you know what? That's a real hybrid right there.
Yeah.
Smoking one OG and one citrusy. Should we do tarot?
I want to, but I don't want to move. I keep looking at the cards.
Here.
I couldn't. Thank you.
Don't spill that coffee.
Thank you for knowing.
I hope y'all don't have much to do.
You know what? I'm going to go get some peppercorns. Right after this.
Or go get like some food that has a lot of pepper in it.
Okay.
That'll sober you up.
I'm perfectly fine. This is my natural state.
I haven't smoked this much in a long time.
I feel wonderful.
I haven't smoked this much since this morning.
She's like, I do this.
It is a great pain medicine. And that's also it too. Like my tolerance is a little higher because...
You smoke wake and bake?
Sometimes. I feel like I have to stay in shape for my career. Mm. People are expecting me to be on set all day smoking. Like, I have to literally be in shape.
Right. So, to be able to do that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, production, they get worried. Like, can she drive? So, just low down all the time.
Knight of Cups.
Knight of Cups.
Okay.
And you also have to be able to think, because I'm telling you, it's not as easy as sometimes. I'm not like a thinker on weed. Sometimes I'm not.
I'm not a thinker on weed.
I mean, I just don't want to have to think about a lot of stuff. I want to just like chill and laugh.
And choose what you want to think about.
Yeah.
So is the tarot pool for the, is it for the show?
What's the message today? What is our... collective message today.
It jumped out at us, and the collective message today from the Knight of Cups is creativity, romance, charm, imagination, and beauty. It tells us the Knight of Cups is the classic romantic of the tarot deck. He is in touch with his intuition and emotions, and he uses them masterfully to charm and attract others. He shows compassion and understanding towards others because he has learned to understand his own feelings and emotions. The Knight is kind, caring, and very in touch with his feminine side. He might be found writing a romantic poem to his lover, creating art inspired by his innermost feelings, or appreciating a vibrant sunset with a glass of champagne in his hand. His heart is wide open.
Is this a jazz music video?
And he wears it on his sleeve. He shares his love freely with others without constraint or worry. He's in love with love itself.
I like this guy.
Right? Sounds like Orlando. The Knight of Cups appears when you thrive on all things beautiful and are inspired by many creative outlets available to you. While the Page of Cups was inspired by an imaginative idea, the Knight of Cups is motivated by action. You have dreamed about what it is you want to create and now are moving forward with a dream to make it a reality. An art project, something you feel called to do based on your emotions, imagination, and intuition. Be open to exploring your passions and your big ideas. You may find yourself drawn to a particular passion or hobby, and now it's time to turn it into something. Are you in a hurry to reach the finish line? Keep in mind that true imagination feeds on action. If you do nothing with your dreams, they will remain just that, dreams, and not a reality.
So come to the Design Your Life retreat in Atlanta and make your dreams a reality.
Coming up.
May 9th through
the 12th.
The 12th. I love that card. I love that for everyone. Yes.
That's a good one.
This is good.
Shout out to Biddy Tarot, holding it down.
Yeah.
With that beautiful description. Let me see.
Nine of Cups. I like that. I needed to hear that.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, it was a pleasure smoking with you. It was for 420. I feel like you guys are feeling great.
I am feeling great.
I feel wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for the celebration of the flower and education. Mm-hmm. It's great to finally have you on.
Yeah, it was.
And where can our people find you?
I'm at the Cannabis Cutie on Instagram. If you can't find me, I'm probably over at Cutie's Revenge.
What's that?
I've been deactivated like 13, 14 times by that app. So, yeah.
They're attacking everyone.
Truly. And then my website, thecannabiscutie.com. I have ebooks. I have courses. I have a cannabis book club. Ooh. And then my YouTube is also the Cannabis Cutie newsletter. Sign up for it. And more stuff coming, long format content coming in 2024.
Ooh, and long format.
Yeah, more sports content.
Yes. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And you know where to find us. Click in the links and follow us.
Click in the links.
Click in the links.
All of them.
Click in the links. Bye.
Bye.